Well, we've had a rainy week, and just in time for the Thanksgiving holiday, a bunch more is in store. Flooding's in the news, and our weather expert says it's going to ruin any hopes people here may have had of skiing over the long weekend. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. Hi, Cliff. We're doing a special pre-Thanksgiving edition of your show today, and there's plenty to talk about.
Right. People want to know what's going to be happening this week, and I'll tell you, everything is going to be happening, from floods, winds, and even the potential for lowland snow on Saturday. First, let's start with today. It is warm out there. It is amazingly warm, upper 50s in many places and windy. And this is associated with the passage of a very strong warm front yesterday around 5 o'clock. When that came through, the wind shift, they got strong and the temperatures just zoomed up. Subtropical air flooded the region. Now, you know, we've been getting a lot of rain, but we're getting warm rain. And warm rain with wind, that is extremely bad for snow in the mountains. And that snow has been rapidly melting off. So the combination of the snow melt plus the very heavy precipitation in the mountains, I mean, there's been 5-6 inches in some locations. The combination of the two has resulted in the rivers coming up very, very rapidly. And a number of the rivers are at or near flood stage. And we're talking about the Snohomish, the Stillaguamish, the Cowlitz. I can go on. But there's a number of rivers that are right there at bank level. They're probably as high as they're going to get right now. Today is going to be a relatively decent day. Most precipitation has moved north of us. The warm front has shifted into British Columbia. So we're going to be warm today, breezy, but not much precipitation. But that's going to change later on. This evening, a fairly strong cold front's going to come in, and that's going to bring increased wind, especially on the coast and around the San Juans, and the precipitation will start this evening, and it will continue into the night. So overnight, it'll be raining. Then tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day, there'll be showers in the morning. Then later in the day, another cold front's going to push through. So later on Thursday into Thursday night. So the rain will pick up again then. So there may be a break in the middle of the day that'll allow people to, you know, take a little walk around on Thanksgiving. It's always a good idea. Nothing severe during Thanksgiving Day itself.
So how much rain are we talking about in total?
Up until now, we've had, you know, in the mountains around, you know, 3 to 6 or 7 inches. That's happened the last few days. So we're going to have a break. Tomorrow will be more rain, several more inches tomorrow. There could be as much as 3 or 5 inches in the mountains if you add everything up, everything tonight and tomorrow. Then a cold front's going to move through later on Thanksgiving. And as it shifts south, cold air is going to start coming in. So Friday is going to be a transition day to substantially cooler air. And that air is going to get cooler and cooler. And then on Saturday, cold enough for snow. Now with that air in place, an upper level trough is going to come through on Saturday. And the latest model runs suggest there is potential for some light lowland snow in some locations on Saturday. We're talking about snow down to near sea level during the day on Saturday. So people need to be thinking about that. Then this trough is going to move through on Saturday and much colder air and sunny conditions will come in on Sunday. So Sunday should be cool and sunny. And so we're talking about the highs on Saturday and Sunday might only be in the upper 30s. You know, this is going to be chilly stuff.
Sounds like the snow won't stick.
Well, the snow probably won't stick down at the lowlands, but the mountains will pick up a little bit, but it'll be too late. We had some snow and most of it is melting off right now. So there's no skiing this weekend, that's for sure.
But an interesting aspect of all of this is that in some places, while it's been raining hard, other places you haven't seen it at all. Even in Seattle, this rain shadowing effect is hitting us.
That's right. One of the most fascinating aspects of the rain the last few days is how patchy it is, in the sense that on the windward side of the mountains, the Olympics and the Cascades and near the crest, they were getting hammered by some places as much as 1/2 a foot of rain. But then in the lowlands, we've had relatively little. Several days, we've only had a few hundredths of an inch. This is due to the rain shadow effect. The winds aloft have been generally from the west. And when you have westerly winds, the air goes up one side of the mountains, where you get a lot of rain, and then it descends on the other, and where you get drying. That's the rain shadow. And with westerly winds, Puget Sound is in the rain shadow. So we've had hardly anything here in the lowlands from Olympia all the way up to Everett. But in the mountains, they've gotten extremely heavy precipitation.
Thanks, Cliff, and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
And we'll be taking Black Friday off. We'll be back next week at our normal time. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.